Full Metal Jackie, Mike Muir from the band Suicidal Tendencies with us on the show tonight. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good.
So happy to have you back on the show. Saw you guys on this Slayer tour a couple times already. Man, what an amazing bill, and so great to see you guys playing again.
Cool. Yeah, it's been a really good experience. I guess in a certain way, we're fortunate that we are able to do the 6 shows in May, which is, you know, kind of rare of the so few shows. But it gives us an opportunity to get reunited, so to speak, with Slayer. A lot of their crew is people I've known for a long time, really good people and comfortable. And there was a certain excitement that on the good side were the shows that we did, everyone was real excited, and on the bad side, other areas, what the hell's wrong with you? Why aren't you playing here? And so, you know, to be able to do the next leg, it was a good situation.
Mike, what's the most ridiculous misconception that you've ever heard that someone had about you?
Oh, wow. There's so many and stuff, you know. It's one of those ones that's funny, especially even with the internet nowadays. Sometimes people are like, oh, dude, you see, look at this and that. And they're like, you need to say something. I'm going, it's so effing ridiculous. You know, why do I need to comment? People know and stuff, you know. And it's one of those things. So, you know, I kind of let my actions speak louder than the words. There are always going to be people that don't like me because I will say what I believe is. It's, you know, what my dad always told me. He goes, I'm going to say what I believe you need to hear rather than what you want to hear. It's really easy to tell somebody what they want to hear, you know. But it's more important to say what you really believe is important. And I don't think in music, when a lot of people use music as an escape, they don't want to hear the reality of stuff that, you know what, time to get your together, you know. And, yeah, it bothers people, you know, and they say it's an applied arrogance, and I say no, it's the fact that I had the opportunity in my life when things were not always great that someone stood up and said, you know what, get your together and, you know, take responsibility. You can beep that out, I'm sorry about that, but, you know, I it's an all different thing, you know. People have different definitions of what love is, and love is when, you know, you care enough to say what the truth is, you know. All different point of view.
Mike Muir with us on the show tonight. Suicidal Tendencies, Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies is our guest on the show tonight. Mike, heavy music is always evolving and changing, good or bad. What would have surprised you most when you were younger about aggressive music and its subculture in 2014?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously there was no internet, so that is a big, in so many different ways, it's so big, and all the things that go with it, video games and all that type of situation. I think that, you know, on a completely simple level, if when I was young, someone said, hey, you have 1 hour and you could hear any songs you want to hear for, or, you know, 3 hours, I would just immediately drop everything I was doing, and I would be like, oh, I want to hear this song, that song. And now, you know, people have the ability to listen to any song at any time they want. And so I think sometimes they don't listen to music. And so I think in a sense, there's that old saying, music is the soundtrack to life, but it's also a reflection of where life is for a lot of people. Because when you have something, you can have it at any particular moment, it doesn't have as much meaning. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, people talk about where labels have gone wrong and this and that. But I think that's where musicians have gone wrong and stuff is making something that actually is important to people, that is not just background elevator music, you know, is something that really hits people and they need, you know, rather than, you know, they tune in and tune out of and stuff. And so I think for Suicidal, we've always done what we feel we need. You know, and it's been fortunate other people have you know, it's affected them the same way and that type of situation. But, you know, I think that's the big difference. I think that, you know, within discussing, you know, American Idol, but it's not down to it. It's that give people what they want, what you hope they'll like, rather than something you really believe in. And there's a purpose and a message behind it. And that, and not, you know, that cliche individuality, but, you know, do what you do in your way rather than trying to mimic what someone else did because it was successful. And so I think that's just, it's not just music, it's life. I think we have too many people go, oh, I want to be like them rather than going, seeing the qualities that they have that got them to be where they are and then trying to find, you know, good qualities in yourself that'll help you go on your own journey rather than follow someone else's.
Full Metal Jackie with Mike Muir of Suicidal Tendencies on the show with us. Quick break still to come this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit. New music from Out the Gates and more with Mike. Stick around. That was At War with Reality. New music from Out the Gates. Full Metal Jackie, Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies on the show with us tonight. And it was 13 years between the latest album and the one before it. What dictates when there will be another Suicidal Tendencies album?
Right now, I have no answer to that as far as that. The previous one, there was a lot of things that happened and went on and that situation. And I think for us now, if everybody said, hey, I really want to get in the studio and there's something I really want to do, I'd take it into consideration. But we're in the studio all the time. We're always recording. And the difference is now is it's not really as important to do something that we want to go out there and try to defend, so to speak, as I call it, defending the music. I enjoy doing music that I hope that will get a reaction from people, but I think if we get limited by time, and now we've been doing it over 30 years, you know, every record we put out was, you know, pretty much attacked and critiqued and put on another level, and years later, people that weren't even born when they hear it for the first time, they've had a different reaction to it. So I think there's the longevity allows us to look at music differently rather than, like I said, how music is perceived on one particular day. And now that music doesn't sell, I think it's a great opportunity for younger people to actually try to do something that's completely different, because there is no market, so to speak. And there was, for us, there was really, you know, punk rock, where we're from, subgenres, super small, you know. And bands, you know, bragged about selling 5,000 copies. So you didn't do it to sell records. You didn't think you would sell records. And I think it's gone full circle now, where people, like I said, literally don't buy records. It allows you to do music. It's something you don't have to worry about how it's going to be perceived. But I think it's gone the other way. People are even more concerned about that. So I look at it in the sense that I hope the next great record is from somebody somewhere obscure, and maybe one of my kids play it, and I'm like going, who the f*** is that, you know? and I have to listen to it a few times and go, wow, I appreciate what they're doing.
Mike Muir of Suicidal Tendencies is our guest on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, Josta's weekly pick from the pit, music from Black Sabbath, Job for a Cowboy, and more. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie with Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies on the show. And Suicidal Tendencies were at the forefront of bringing together punk and metal. What do you like best about bands that took your lead and continued to blend those styles?
Well, I think one of the things that, and not to sound, it may sound bad when you answer, I think one of the things that we did is we took what we liked and we kind of stomped on what we didn't like, you know. And it's a little more difficult to do that approach, and it's offensive to some people, you know. And I think, and especially when it's very very clear, and you go across and maybe go out of your way to let people know that you really don't care, you know, and that bothers people, you know. Eventually, a lot of people respect that, and they appreciate that. But I think the thing is like, you know what, you have to know what you like and why you like it, and be comfortable with that. And when, you know, it's not like food. If there's food that I like and people go, oh, how can you eat that? You know, I don't sit there, oh, it's not good. Okay, oh, I don't like it anymore, you know? And there's food that I don't like, you know? And someone says, it's great. How can you not like it? I wish I did, but I don't. And I think that's the way music is, you know? It's like, it doesn't really affect me what you think about it. It's, you know, the way that I feel about it. I think that's where, you know, music should be and supposed to be. And rather or as after time goes on, then it becomes a style or rather than an actual belief.
Full Metal Jackie, Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies with us on the show tonight. Quick break coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Job for a Cowboy and more with Mike. So stick around. Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies is our guest on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mike, what do you hope people recognize when they talk about and listen to Suicidal Tendencies now in 2014?
I think basically, you know, it's hard because especially if people are younger to go back in time and what was actually happening. And, you know, there is what's the internet and all that, but there's a lot of magazines and you look and when our first record came out, all the punk fan themes said it sucked. It wasn't punk rock, it was metal. All the metal fan themes, you know, said it sucked. It wasn't metal. It was and we didn't really have an audience. And then, you know, 4 years later, we did our second record and all the punk fan teams said our first one was great and Join the Army sucked, it went metal, and all the metal people did the exact same thing and went back and so we always were behind the curve, so to speak, but every time we did our new record, our last record that people said sucked, all of a sudden became good, and then they wanted us to do the exact same thing over. And so I think in hindsight, music goes together. There's a continuity. But I think that when you have a book, you need to have different chapters. If you have the same chapter over and over, people would say it's a terrible book. And with music, sometimes people don't get that. They want the same chapter over and over and over again. And for us, I think that Suicidal is a great book. It went on a journey. And although sometimes people may not have understood what was going on, when it comes to where we are now, I think it all makes sense.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Gonna take a quick break. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week is up next, and more with our guest Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies. That was Black Crown Initiate with The Fractured One. Full Metal Jackie with Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies on the show. Mike, what can we expect from Suicidal Tendencies in 2015?
You know, that's one of the ones we're working on right now. We had to take a little time off. There's a number of things that happened, and, you know, one of the big things, unfortunately, our bass player passed away and stuff, so, you know, that kind of definitely rattles you in a lot of different ways. And we're doing this tour. We'll get back in time for Christmas and the new year, take a little time off. There's a number of opportunities that are coming our way that we get to discuss, and we'll do at the end of the tour on what we want to do touring-wise and what we want to go across, and some other kind of unique things that are, and I guess in this day and age too, that people didn't used to do that we can probably do that is the good side of the now, so to speak. So hopefully there'll be some really cool things and stuff that, you know, ultimately, like I said, is something we'll be proud of. And years from now, you know, people think, dude, I went through that. That was so cool. And, you know, that's, I guess, the best way to do it.
Awesome. Well, Mike, thank you so much for being on the show. Again, I was so happy to get a chance to see you on the Slayer tour. I wish you the best of luck and appreciate everything. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you. Always enjoy talking to you.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.